This interview is with Mrs. Mazur of Riverview Apartments. Tell me about your home in Europe.
My home in Europe.
Where did you live? The name of the town or village? And the type of the house.
Okay. My father lived, when the old went away, we two were left from the first wife. He was the first. He lived in Mayenpearl. Mayenpearl?
Maya.
No.
Pearl.
Pearl.
All right.
Mayenpearl.
In what country is that?
That's Lithuania.
In Lithuania? No, you know. Was it a village or country?
It was a small, we lived in a big town. It was in Kovna.
Before you moved to this other place?
Yeah, before. Before we lived in Kovna. Everybody went away, and he had four children with his first wife, with his second wife, and there was my sister and I. Mm-hmm. Then we had four rooms.
In an apartment or
a house. It was a big house across the hall. There was a baker shop. And we lived on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And the back was two rooms. Two elderly people lived there. I remember them. These were such a wonderful people.
Sounds like it was a big building then.
No, it's not a big building. And they had this baker shop, and we had the shop on this side, and the first floor.
All in the same building?
All
in
the same building. After that...
Were the four rooms all on the same floor, too?
Yeah, yeah. See, we had a bedroom, and two bedrooms and a living room, and the shop was out in the front, and that was in the back, like
some kind of a kitchen, I'm sure.
Yeah, you know, there was a kitchen, let's say like this. The kitchen was built into the wall.
Mm-hmm.
At night to close the chimney because it's cold at night. I had a big oven here. That was used to cook all the time.
Mm-hmm.
My mother was cooking.
And is this the house that you lived in, this Maya?
Mayenpearl. Mayenpearl. Yeah. It's a long word.
Okay. And it was in a big city, or was this?
That was a small city. When I was younger, we lived in the big city.
Uh-huh.
We moved away because you can buy food cheaper, but there's always markets, big markets, and especially on Thursday, but the farmers and eggs and all kinds of vegetables. In the winter time, they even used to come with the apples on the market.
Now, the next question I have is, tell me about your immediate family. You said you lived in this house with how many, two sisters?
Yeah, both here.
You had just the two of
you? Two of us, and the rest all died out. No more sisters, no more brothers.
But they didn't live in this house with you when you moved to this little town?
No.
And you didn't have any brothers?
The brothers died.
And how long were you in this little town?
Oh, yeah, I was there a young girl. It's been about 2.5 years.
In other words, you were...
We moved in from the big city.
I see. You weren't there that long then. Lived in Kovna.
Yeah, I was in Kovna. Mm-hmm. I was born there in Kovna.
And then you moved to the other city.
Pardon?
And then you moved to the city. You must have been about, 14, 12?
12, 14, 13.
Okay. And my next question is, did you ever work when you lived there? What kind of work did you do?
Yeah.
No,
I worked in the, I started working when I was 10 years old.
Oh, yeah. Well, what kind of work did you do then?
I was doing dressmaking. I learned it in Europe when I came here. My sister didn't know how to put that on a thimble in her finger. She made more than I did. She never worked. It all depends where you.
And what kind of work did your father do?
My father was a tinner.
A tinner?
Yeah.
You like for roofs?
The roofs, and you used to make all kinds of pots and pans. Kettles he used to make.
Really?
For tea, yeah. He was a, he had a paper that he was allowed to go all over Russia. That's something you should talk about.
Yeah.
One day I was young, yet I go to the oldest of one rock in the what do you call it? Something like this we had in the we used to save all the good things in the locker.
A chest.
So,
like a chest.
Yeah. So I one day they left it open, the window. So I looked in. The government gave him papers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just because it was one of the best. So they gave him papers that they can go all over Russia. And he'll never be stopped with this kind of paper. That's kind of worker he was. That was really, everybody used to say, now you can go over there. You're not going nowhere.
Well, did he have a shop to do his work in?
Yeah, he had a shop, yeah. He was
not near your house, or was it near your house?
It was in the house. See, we had the room in the front, like near the store, right?
Uh-huh.
And that's where he worked. He used to keep three or four people working for him.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay, what language was spoken in your home?
Jewish.
Not the language from the country, too?
No.
Just Jewish.
The only language we had to, because otherwise you can buy from the Gentile people.
Well, you learned some of their language.
Here you mixed, but you didn't. Those Gentiles didn't live in the city. Very little Gentiles. Mostly was Jewish in that little town. They used to come in and sell the stove, the things that they bring from the farms.
The Gentiles came into the city?
The prayer, and you know that prayer? You ever heard about
like
that?
Like peasants, you'd say.
So they had farms out of the city, and they used to bring in vegetables, everything you go, and first you could see the just taken off.
Uh-huh. But you did speak some of their
language. Yeah, I used to speak Lithuania, but I couldn't speak, now.
Yeah, but you did know.
Yeah, oh yeah, we can.
So that you could trade with these people, you learned some of their language.
Yes, I did. I know. Well, I've been so much away and never said a word.
I guess your father with his travels.
Yeah, he could speak Polish, and he spoke Russian.
Mm-hmm.
And
with his work.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what kind of schooling did you have? To school there?
Yes, I went to school. I went to a Jewish teacher. And they tell us Jewish, I tell you, and write, and Russian. Jewish I have, but the Russian, and as soon as I went away from Russia, it didn't bother speaking even the language.
But you were taught a little bit of it?
Yeah, I had to. You go out, you got people ask you for things, and you have to learn something.
Mm-hmm. And how long did you go to school? I mean, what kind of a school was it? You know, you said it was like a Jewish school.
Lithuanian school, but my father didn't want me to go because it was a Gentile school.
Uh-huh.
So he sent me to a Jewish school.
And was it a school building of its own?
No, it
was like we said, like school.
No, it was like I told you about my father in the front. My father had a shop. This rabbi had a front in his house.
where he taught the children.
Yes. Mm-hmm.